KGGF News Time, 7:41. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James this morning as he's on his way back from Columbus for his grandfather's 90th birthday, and we hope that his grandfather had a great birthday weekend. But now it's time to catch up with our friends from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, and we're joined by Amy Taylor, who's the Director of Foundation and Guest Relations. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, Shay. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. And we spoke a little bit off air, but a lot of great stuff on the slate today about the end of year giving and the end of year opportunities with CRMC.
Absolutely. I'd like to start off by talking a little bit about Coffeyville Area Community Foundation's Match Day that was held on November 16th. It was a huge success. I think it was the biggest Match Day ever and the most donations they have ever had. And the gifts to CRMC that day totaled over $35,000. In fact, it was $35,514 that were given as donations from the donors. The match from the foundation was $11,443. So the total contributions to CRMC that day were $46,957. That was pretty incredible, I thought.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say thank you to all of the donors that contributed that day, the Match Day partners, which include the Wade Family Foundation, the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, the Baumgartner Family Trust, the Patterson Family Foundation, and the Pratt Family Charitable Fund. All of those contributors made Match Day possible and made it a great day for the Coffeyville community. And I also wanted to give a shout out to our CRMC associates. There was over 100 donations made to CRMC that day, and about half of those were made by CRMC employees. So I just thought they deserved recognition for their contribution and their willingness to give back to their employer. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's kind of a very special, workplace culture and environment when the people that work at CRMC are, like you said, so willing to continue its growth and continue its development, because obviously that shows that they're buying into what's happening.
Right. They believe in what they do every day. And it wasn't just the doctors and the people who make a lot of money. It's doctors and administration down to housekeeping and maintenance staff. Everyone pitches in and makes it a better place.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'd also like to talk about associate giving. So that's going on at the hospital right now. And that's where our associates can make contributions out of their every 2 week paycheck, and that goes into the foundation and works for the hospital to buy equipment and contribute to associate education, things like that. So our goal this year is $45,000. So we're hoping that throughout 2024, that our associates will raise or contribute $45,000. So far, CRMC associates have pledged to donate over $29,000. So we're a little over 60% to our goal. And by donating, associates are registered to win lots of prizes. So we have deals of the day, and then we have a big prize at the end, which is the grand prize is a Blackstone 4-burner griddle, one of those great outdoor griddles that people are really crazy about right now. So that's going to be given away on December 8th. So we'll continue with associate giving through Friday.
That's awesome. That's just around the corner. You're not lying. I mean, it might be a kind of a odd time of the year to win a griddle, but I mean, speaking to me, I mean, I could do that 12 months a year. So.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's great stuff. And you said Friday is when that giveaway happens?
Yes, that
Fantastic.
Is right. And I want to remind people that all of their gifts right now to CRMC through March 31st will go toward the Build for the Future campaign. And what this is, it's a campaign to raise funds to build the new primary care clinic. And that will be a new facility right across from the hospital to the south across 4th Street. And it will be about 12,000 square feet. And the offices that are currently located at the hospital, which would be primary care, pediatrics, and women's health, will be moved to that new facility. So we look for that facility to break ground probably around June 1st, and we're going to celebrate our 75th anniversary of the hospital during that month, and we'll kick off the building of this new building. So what what's going on right now that's really great is the Hahn brothers have established the Bill with the Brothers Challenge. And what that is, in honor of their father, Dr. Hahn, who was a longtime physician here for nearly 40 years, they have established a challenge. And what it means is every $2 that are donated by a donor will be matched by the Hahn brothers with another dollar up to $100,000. And that's really important because your money goes further now through March 31st. So we just encourage people to donate now. It's a great time to donate because it's the end of the year. So if you're looking to get those donations on your 2023 tax return, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, you're not lying. That's a great motivation for people, but also, like you said, a great the theme that I'm noticing here with all this stuff that we're talking about is just the growth, I guess, the continued growth of CRMC, and that's exciting because obviously for somebody in the community, I've only been in the community for a little over a year, but the fact that a town the size of Coffeyville has access to such great medical care and physician care is special. You don't find that everywhere.
That's right. And we're so thankful to the community for supporting the hospital, for investing, and making sure that we have the funds we need to keep going.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for stopping by. Anything else?
Yes, I'd like to say a couple more things.
Let's do it.
You can donate online at crmcinc.org. So you can go there, just go to the foundation area, and you'll find all the information you need to make your donation there, as well as you can mail your donation to 1400 West 4th Street, Coffeyville, Kansas, or you can stop by the foundation office. I'm there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I'm located on the first floor. If you just come in the west entrance, they'll direct you to see me.
West entrance, Monday through Friday, pretty easy for people to remember. And then also, like you said, plenty of ways you can donate online. You can donate through the mail. You can donate in person. So great ways to get involved and to continue keeping CRMC providing the best care that they possibly can.
Very good. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Amy. We appreciate it. We have plenty more on the docket here today. Great stuff from Amy Taylor of CRMC. Coming up at 8:15, we'll have new Red Raven head football coach Nick Dobler on the program. We'll also be joined by some students from Field Kinley High School at 8:30. Don't go anywhere. We're back in just a few minutes. It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.